So just basically what I'd like to hear from you is just first of all, it's just some memorable moments from being on the force in Trenton.
Well, I guess it's sort of an entire memorable career, James. You know, you come into your 35 years and you reflect back. And I think it's the most memorable times is when you can assist a member of the public in getting them out of a crisis. You know, whether it's a large thing or whether it's something as simple as you can assist to help somebody change a tire on the side of the road and you get a thank you for it. And, you know, when I was out working the road in uniform, one of my goals was always to get people to say thank you to you when you gave them a ticket. And if you could do that, you'd accomplished something. You got your message across. They clearly understood that they had done something in violation, and yet they were satisfied with the service that you provided to them.
Now, is there anything that you feel that you made a difference to while being in Trenton?
Well, I think I would like to think that I had a hand in helping bridging the gap and taking away the fear of the unknown when the Ontario Provincial Police came in 2004 and transitioned the municipal service over to the OPP. Because it's a very emotional time because people see as the OPP are going to come in and move all the officers out and bring all new officers in that won't know anybody and won't know the municipality, which of course is not true. We came in and we worked extremely hard to earn the trust and respect of the members of the community and council and members of the Police Services Board, etc. So it was, you know, those are some of the memorable times that, and you do that by earning the trust and respect. Nobody gives it to you. And I expressed upon the officers that it's important to be visible out there.
What most will you miss about being on the force?
Well, I think a couple of things. I mean, I'm extremely proud every day to put my uniform on. I wear a uniform every day, as many days as I possibly can. When I show up in here with a suit on, my people will ask me, "Where are you going, boss? What's going on?" But so I come to work with uniform. I'm very proud of my uniform, and I'm very proud to wear the OPP uniform. And I think some of the other things, the big things you missed, is the day-to-day contact with the people, because you don't know what the next phone call is going to be. Don't know what the next issue that the person is going to approach you when you're downtown walking or when you're in a coffee shop, what their next issue that the people, and so you have to be very approachable. And I think that you know, that just basically that forms your personality. And that's the type of person that, in my opinion, should be a police officer, somebody that's very approachable.
Now, even past retirement, I'm sure you hope to have sort of a hand in the community still. What types of things would you like to do now that you have more free time?
Well, you know, it's some of the things that I would like to personally do is my fiance and I, we will travel. We've purchased a new motor home in the last number of months, and we're both motorcycle enthusiasts. So we've had a taste in the last few weeks of being able to trailer our motorcycles. We're both Harley riders behind our motor home and go and see different parts of, you know, we weren't venturing too far, but you know, we got to see some of the upper the U.S. and some of Ontario. And one of the things we'll look to do is strike out on some major trips with the motor home.
That's great. That's really all I need. I'm just looking for some final moment words. You know, I know you have a couple of months left here, but you know.
You know, it's like I say, it's a big decision. You take something, and I've always tried to be a positive person. Something which appeared to be negative in the beginning of health issues, but looking at it as a positive, that gave me the opportunity to come to grips with myself that I actually can retire. I actually can be at home. You know, when I was at home for 6 months and in the recovery stages, and when you start to feel better, that you know, I can actually do this. You know, so that sort of helped along to move the decision along. And like I say, I'm entering into my 35th year, and pretty well everyone that I started with has retired. But yeah, I've been very, very blessed and fortunate in this career.
It's fantastic. Thank you so much for
Okay.
thank
All
you for your
right.
time and good health. Have a great day, and hopefully we'll talk again soon.
Well, thanks for the interest.
Thank
Take
you very
care.
much.
Right on. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.